I saw Daryl walking around with his camera and his tripod. That's a strange look.
Oh, Daryl, he should.
He's all over it. He does a great job.
He's always like that.
But it's strange.
He's an overachiever.
Well,
can we be honest?
It's strange seeing Daryl with all this stuff.
Is that a fair assessment, Mayor? He's an overachiever. He does more.
He goes above and beyond, baby.
You ask him to make you a peanut butter sandwich, he will make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, triple stacked with the finest peanut butter and the finest jelly surround. Straight from Orville, yes.
With peanut butter on both sides of the bread.
So whatever it takes,
so the jelly doesn't
I gotta
get
tell
the bread
you,
all wet.
I've been making PB&J sandwiches.
Incorrectly?
Prior to. No, I'm just the peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other.
Al Geiberger says, no, peanut butter on both sides of the bread and then butter, jelly
really
in the middle.
I don't really care about
that way it'll
who
stay.
Is Al Geiberger? Who is
Al Geiberger shot the first 59 in a PGA Tour event, and I think he had diabetes.
Okay.
And so he used to make
PB&J. Way to turn this thing serious.
No, he used to make PB&J so that he had some a little boost during the round.
All right.
But he said to do it, you got to put the peanut butter on both sides because otherwise the jelly soaks through the bread, and by the time you're ready to eat it, you have a mess.
We had a peanut butter jelly dilemma this morning because I had two jars of peanut butter standing there in front of me. And
must have been chunky.
It was either chunky or smooth. Jeff,
you don't like chunky.
What'd you pick?
I would pick chunky.
Mayor, what would you choose? Chunky or peanut butter or smooth?
We've been over this before. I told you it's whatever's. I love peanut butter in any form, so it really does not matter.
You would eat the chunky?
Yes.
Not a chunky thing.
I love chunky peanut butter.
It's something about chunky peanut butter. I like peanuts, and I like smooth peanut butter, and I don't like chunky peanut butter. It's a pox. It's
well,
a pox.
You know where peanut butter is.
It is Andrew Siciliano's mayonnaise.
You know what form peanut butter is best in? Cookie form.
I'll agree with you on
cookie
that.
Cookie form.
I give you that.
One of the Browns rookies met with the media today. And when Jeff Shadell was sitting here with us, Jeff was really interesting. We talked about Carson Schlesinger.
Yes.
When Andrew Siciliano sat down with us, Andrew in Los Angeles saw Schlesinger at UCLA during his time there, where he played 3 years and started as a walk-on. Walk-on. And ends up being the first pick in the second round of the draft. It's a pretty big thing for him to come through. And now he's here. And to show what kind of a leap it is, Andy, first 2 years, okay, at UCLA playing linebacker, Carson Schlesinger was in 2 years combined in on 27 tackles.
Wow.
That was it. Last year, 136.
Hmm.
So, I mean, he jumped and became something quickly. Browns jump on him first pick of the second round. And now he is going to be a main man in the defense without guys at his position. Here's what he had to say about coming into this defense when he was expecting maybe J.O.K., Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, to be there. That's not happening. And then Jordan Hicks, probably one of the starters, retiring. And
I think
here's Schlesinger.
I think it just creates a lot of opportunity for the whole room and rooms for guys to step up, whether on the field, in leadership roles, all those ways. And I think we've got a great room to be able to do that.
That makes sense. That's all well and good. But now all of a sudden, Andy, instead of having a couple of veterans there in JOK and Jordan Hicks, it's going to be on him and other guys out there who you weren't expecting to be out there.
Right. I think it's just a fantastic story more than anything else. And I thought the story was good just by the fact that he got drafted where he got drafted after only having, you know, one season and having an outstanding year last year. And that I can only imagine what the scouts saw in him, right? Because, I mean, even at UCLA, they were hesitant on him being out there the first couple seasons.
He had to jump off the page, Andy.
Completely. And, like, something happened. And for him to be able to be there, and now we talk about him calling the plays on defense, a rookie, on a very veteran-laden defense.
Well,
I mean, now all of a sudden you're saying to the – and so, again, Andrew said wait till you talk to him. You'll understand exactly why we're going down this road. But, you want to talk about character, man. How does that happen?
Well, he goes from high school
right
to two nondescript years at UCLA where he's learning, and then – pops last year and is really good and is now in the National Football League. Here he is talking about the way he's feeling about this opportunity right now.
I think every day I come out here, I feel more comfortable. I think the big part of it is getting reps on the field and also in the film room watching things I can correct, and then also watching the offense and seeing certain tendencies you're going to get that are different from college now and things like that.
Makes sense. And you're hearing what Andrew was talking about. When you listen to this guy, it sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
A guy that made the most out of special teams before.
He had to make his mark.
Yeah, I think that's kind of – it gave him the opportunity to go from walk-on to special teams guy to All-American. And that story just isn't written that often. And, man, I hope it plays out to be great while he's here, because it's – that's what we are, man. We're a city of great stories of guys who rise from the ashes to be able to find their way.
Rising from the ashes.
Find their way into national headlines. I love it. I hope this kid is everything that they believe he is, to enough so to say, hey, why don't you call the plays with first team defense?
Rising from the ashes.
And I hope it works.
In NFL terminology, he has the green dot on the helmet. What does that mean? It means he's in communication with the coaches and will be getting the plays and then calling the plays in the huddle. Serious responsibility.
It's like calling him a captain out of college.
All of a sudden, you're throwing him out there. You're not going to do that, Andy, unless you've been impressed by the guy. And
no, just knocked your socks off. He's in charge of the team on defense to make sure that everybody knows the plays.
It's usually a safety or a linebacker.
Yeah.
And Grant Delpit said, hey, I'll do it if you need me. And they're going to go with Schlesinger. Here's what he had to say about being in that situation, being the man with the dot.
For me, I just want to be prepared and ready to be able to do whatever they want me to do. And if that's what they're asking me to do, I got to be able to go out there and make sure that all the communication's good and we're able to run the defense how we want to run it.
Simple, direct, straightforward. Yep. That's good by him, and that's a good situation for him, an opportunity to step in and be really front and center in the National Football League, Andy, and at the linebacker spot on a team that's had a good defense each of the last 2 years and seems to be getting back to that. At least that's the goal, to get back to that. He's going to have to step up. He's going to have to be he's going to have to be one of the men on that defense.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about a team that doesn't have gigantic expectations, so here's your chance to jump off the page and be something really cool.
I wonder what happens with the linebacker spot. And that's part of the deal, is that you don't have JOK, and JOK Pro Bowl talent, and God willing, he's able to play football again. God willing, he's able to be okay again, whatever that turns out to be.
Sure.
And then did Jordan Hicks' retirement catch everybody by surprise here in Berea? I don't know the answer to that, but all of a sudden you're in training camp and a guy decides he's had enough. And good for him. He's a veteran, 33 years old. Maybe he got out here and thought, that's it, I'm done. I've reached the threshold of what I want to do here. But clearly, Andy, the defense that's based around that defensive line and some corners, and now with one of those down, they're going to need really solid linebacker play. I don't even think you need stellar linebacker play. If you're solid in the linebacking core.
Isn't that the NFL now, though, anyway?
Well,
solid. We talked about Clay Matthews
teams,
today.
Especially a team that has a good D line.
Yeah, but, we're not. That linebacker play isn't.
I'm not looking for Clay,
no. No one is.
I wouldn't think.
Who is? What team is?
Well, that's a good question. Some teams might be more based around linebacker play than defensive line. Certainly not the case with this team. That's for darn sure. It's Baskin and Phelps at training camp. Trade deadline coming up. Oh, get ready. I'm just so curious to see what happens yesterday. Well, we'll touch on that as we wrap things up here from training camp.